do on this apart. So this is fun one day. This should be the top one. Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready? Those of us that were around last week, we had a lot of time to talk about. And the Bible says that the second is going to revive us. From the opening service, the worship, you know that God is set to do something in our midst this morning. Are you guys ready? I'm going to teach briefly on something very simple, but powerful. The title of my message is Our Father. His what? His what? Our Father. God wasn't stupid when he created the family system to consist of father and the mother. And you guys with me? You guys with me? God wasn't stupid. The most called name on earth, the most called name on earth is God. After God, the second most called name on earth is Cook. You guys with me? Are you here? Now, despite the fact that we call on God, we call on God here and there, now and then, we don't really know which God is. Are you guys with me? Are you guys with me? Are you guys with me? He is a church. Now, God has called us a ministry. And it's difficult presenting a being that is spirit from us. It's difficult presenting a being that we cannot access or see with physical eyes. But some of us that have been granted access through the things about the Holy Spirit, we've come to a realm to believe that this being actually what exists. Here and then, time and again, people, atheists and scientists keep on, atheists and scientists with Christians keep on debating whether there is a God or there is no God. But the point still remains that there is a God. And you guys know what I mean? There is what? A God. The problem is, it is how we have come to see this God. Are you here? It's how we come to what? See this God. God has been described in the Bible as so many things in a particular place or in another place. He is defined as a consuming fire. There's a justice system of God. There's a justice system of God. The Bible says the foundation of the throne of God is justice and righteousness. Justice and righteousness. So there's a justice system of God. He's a just judge. Are you guys with me? Are you guys with me? So in that description, he's called a consuming fire. And he's been described as a being that dwells in a light that is unapproachable. Are you guys with me? He's a being that dwells in a light that is what? Unapproachable. You can't approach it. The Bible says, at no time has any man seen God. At no time. Has any man not seen God. It's only Jesus that said he is perfect. He comes forth from what? From God. Now, the reason why we're taking our time to explain this is you cannot vouch for who you know to be. Are you guys with me? Are you guys with me? Are you guys with me? The top description, Lord is discovered, God is discovered as Lord God Almighty. Man, God is powerful. It's powerful. Another place is described as what? As love. Scripture says God is love. Now, love is not God, but God is what? It's love. He's described as love. These are the dimensions to which you will know God. In the dimension to which you know Him, He will reveal Himself to you. Are you guys with me? Are you guys with me? And God is defined to us as a father. He's described as who? As a father. He's described as a father. Now that is what we'll be focusing on today. As the title of our message is going to be called Our Father. Isaiah 63 verse 6. Who's with the man? Who's with the man? Give this to the man of God. Man of God.
Okay, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Doubtless, thou art our father.
Doubtless, you are our father.
Though Abraham is ignorant of us. And Israel acknowledge us not.
And Israel does not acknowledge us.
Thou, O Lord, art our father.
O Lord, you are who?
Our father.
You, O Lord, you are who? You are our Father and who?
Our Redeemer.
And our Redeemer from?
Thy name is from everlasting.
From thy name is from everlasting. The name Father in Greek is called Abba. In Hebrew is called what? Papa. It simply means source and sustainer. Are you guys with me? It simply means what? Source and sustainer. God is the source and sustainer of all things. He's a source and sustainer of what? All things. He's a source and sustainer of what? All things. He
impose all things by the power of his word. Sorry, by the word of his power, not the power of his word. The day I said something last week, let's say a training topic right now that what God does not exist. I said that's not true. That's not what. There's something God cannot do. God cannot lie. He cannot see. Why? The whole world, the whole system is held by the word of his word. The day that word fails, the whole system collapses. It's in his programming as God to sustain stuff. There's a realm beyond physics now called metaphysics. Even scientists have come to accept the fact that there's a realm beyond the physical. Though they don't call it spiritual realm, they call it the metaphysical world, realm, which is beyond our physical eyes. But we know from the scriptures, we know that there is a realm. God, scripture says God is a spirit. Two of us. He's a what? He's a spirit. And we know that he has made us in his righteousness, in his image and likeness. Therefore, we are also what? Spirit. So as believers, we know that we can relate with God through our spirit, but science don't know it. So long as they say, so long as it cannot be proven in the laboratory, it doesn't exist. But they came to agree with us that there is a realm that cannot be found in the laboratory, which is called metaphysics. I guess you. Scripture speaking, he said, God made us, we didn't make ourselves. I said, he's the source and sustainer of what? All things. He's the source and sustainer of things. The Psalms 100 verse 1. He said, make a joyful noise. Shout to the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is what? God. It is he who made us, not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his word. This pasture. We are his people and the sheep of his word. This pasture. We didn't just come. There is a source which we heard from. Why prepare for the message? Why prepare for the meeting? I was meditating on the message. And the Spirit of God brought something to me. See how strong your bones are now. See how formed you are now. How did you start forming in your mother's womb? How? See, today, sciences have not told us how the process is done. The Bible says, as you don't know how a baby is formed in the mother's womb, neither do you know where the womb comes from. So it is the ways of the Lord. There is a realm beyond us. And yes, there's a realm beyond this physical realm. And we have a Father that dwells in that realm. We have a Father that dwells in what? In that realm. He is called God. Have you wondered why the devil presently is fighting the families? Especially the fathers. Especially the what? The fathers. He's fighting them. Well, in the system of God, fatherhood is very, very important. That's why he has called himself Father. To us. Fatherhood is very, very important. I first got us personally, I've lived without a father this day, in tears. My father died in 2009. I was very teenager at that time. But after then, 3 years after he died, was when I needed him the most. And you guys remember? Immediately he died was when I needed him the most. Well, I got an admission to Manchester Metropolitan University, studying with King. So all we were waiting for was my wife was to come. That's what we were waiting for. The bills were just too. At the time, we were supposed to spend £2 million to make him work. And he died. And he did what? That was the first time I felt the pull of not having a father. My life would have changed. Let me tell you something. Let's be realistic. And forget the fact that we went through. I didn't go. It led to this. Yes, but if I had gone, my life would have worked. That was the first time I felt the impact of not having a father. I had to do my head without the father. Going to live. That's what one said. Live, faith, convulsing in that happening. The time is for your friend. Understand it. You might be flexing, chill, but there is a time it will strike you. The time is for your friend. Imagine, I was barely 18 at the time. Writing why and grieving. I wrote maths. Okay, I wrote maths on Monday, wrote my father on Saturday. So I had to come back. This school system doesn't care.
Patapata you right now, next year.
Patapata you what?
If you cannot cope with everything, those are the first time I said people of not having a father. And when I came, when I started schooling, father level, I told them, was the second time I needed him the most. Things were rough.
Man, things were rough. Things were rough, man. They were rough. 80% of my abuse was by me. 80%, when I mean 80% was by me. There was this week, I went to the field to pray. My mama is here. We served together on campus. She was the director, the assistant director. That's a real, this is a real one. This was very rough for me. I had to look for the nearest field. The field is a place of soldiers in school. But when I was at home, I had to look for the nearest one. To go and speak on my grief to God. I spoke capitally in the tongues. The Bible says Jesus cried unto God. He was the only person that was able to do what? To save him. I spoke capitally in the tongues and the Spirit of God told me to give my people to God's Father. So therefore, you will never want to suffer. That's where my life took in the different form. So therefore, the revelation of Father who came, that's why I didn't have a physical father. I became conscious of him. Why? You need a father. Libra Kobosilia Batalabakadalabakada. Hear me well. There is a statement going on in our generation. 7 million. There's no 7 million anywhere. Everybody was hurt. Everybody was what? Everybody was hurt. There's no 7 million anywhere. Everybody was hurt. We are in a generation where everything, if we want everything, we will get independence. And tell people, I keep telling you, you were not designed to be independent. You were designed to be interdependent. Period. No matter how the feminists shout, no matter how the same-sex people shout, a man is a man, a woman is a woman. You were designed, from your design, you know there is difference. You were designed to be independent, interdependent. I said, I told one gay guy, I said, but see, he said, why? Even in your gay thing, are you the man or the woman? He says, yeah, it's me. Can't you say yes? So why did you just stand as a man and both of you should be men? Or you, the lady that is a lesbian, why are both of you not women? But you decided that one should carry the authority of what? A man in that your relationship. Can't you see that you are deceived? You were designed to be interdependent. Therefore, you do have to depend on your source which you came from, which is what? God. Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? Jesus understood this concept so properly that when he was asked, he told his disciples, he decided to ask him, Father, teach us to pray. He said, Father, do what? Teach us to pray. And he started his prayer with simple. Say, in this manner, pray. Matthew 6:9. Say, in this manner, therefore pray. Our Father. He was specific to the Father he prayed to, the one that is in heaven. He was specific. To the Father he prayed to. Which of the fathers was he praying to? The one that is what? Why? Because he had an earthly one called what? Joseph. God bring God. God coming as Jesus still had to have a physical authority over his life called Joseph. He was his father. Are you guys with me? He is God. We know that Jesus is God. But he could not come beside the structure set on earth. Everybody was going through a family. Everybody, no matter how science tried to this genetic breeding that they're doing. No genetic. They are trying to make people in the laboratory. No IVF. IVF has to come through humanity. Yes, there's two babies. They're trying to take out the structure. But whatever thing they try, there is that factor that still brings divinity. They need a semen at the end. They still need a word. The semen and the word and the end to make it happen. You must come through the place. You must come through the family. Jesus could not bring the structure. You cannot do that. So when Jesus was asked to teach them to pray, he knew that he had the source that was beyond his brain. He knew he had the source that was beyond his word. He referred to the Father that he was in heaven, not the one in heaven. I was talking to some of these guys, I told them, God is the only Father that you will never have no him provided for you. Did you hear what I just said?
There is a level you get to.
There's a level of maturity you get to. Your parents
then I tell you, you should be independent, are you? And you are now an adult, you think your school fees and you're responsible.
Why can't you be responsible?
You want, but our God, which is our Father, you can never outgrow His provision for you. You can't. No, you can't. You so need your Father now, as for him, as a man, you need him to help you choose your wife. Scripture says, there's a popular saying that since God gave Adam a wife, and he failed, God doesn't give you a wife again. He's a man. It's not true. The Bible says wealth and inheritance are given by what? By your heavenly Father. But a perfect wife comes from the Lord. Scripture. A perfect wife comes from where? From the Lord. So God is so particular about your weapon that if you go select the woman for yourself, you don't ask the Lord. The Lord is your strength. The Lord is your word. The Lord is your word. The Lord is your word. The Lord is your strength. I'm also connected to that. And you guys see, God has an interest at heart that down to the little things that we make in life, he's concerned about it. Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? Say, God is the, God has been referred to as the Father of creation in scriptures. He has been referred to as the Father of what? Creation. He has been referred to the Father of light. And he has been referred to the fathers of spirits. This is where I want you to take, to be what takes yours. He has been referred to as what? The Father of what? Spirits. Can we suppose that means even the devil is under the fatherhood of God. The devil is the spirit. So God is the source and sustainer of all things. The difference is the devil has been judged. The difference is the devil has been judged. God is not the Father of what? Spirits. That's why you cannot threaten me. We pray for those who can't have a back at the same day. The Bible says, Lea te kubosina. The heart of kings are in my hands. And I turn it the way I want. And the scriptures are still the evil ways of the man are pleasing to God. He makes even his enemies to be one. At peace with me. You might not like my face, but you can't do anything. But the God that saw the Father of Spirit is at peace with me. I know he's at peace with me. The Bible says the blood of Jesus has reconciled us with God. Therefore, every enmity between me and God has been taken away. I am at peace with God. Therefore, if you don't know, it's your business. I have power with God. He is God's Father. My Father. Jesus personalized it. The Pharisees and the Jews who got upset. Why would you, being a man, call yourself God? They call God your Father. Because they knew that the word Father means sustainer. For you to be the Son of God, you have to be born of God. For you to be the Son of God, you have to be born of God. And you guys hear me? And you guys hear me? And you guys hear me? I said, God is the Father of the Spirit. And the funny thing is, Satan is also referred to as what? As Father. Let's confirm that one. Satan is also called what? John is his brother. Verse 42.
Jesus said unto them, If God were your father, you will love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God.
Neither came I of myself.
For he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word, ye are of your father the devil.
He called them your own.
Your father the devil.
He called the Pharisees. The Pharisees were arguing with Jesus. Jesus told them, I am from God. If the God was your father, you understand the things I'm saying. But since God is not your father, you don't even understand what I'm saying. Why? Because you, the Pharisees, you are of your father the devil. How did the devil become their father? Or how did they get the fatherhood of the devil before us?
You are of your father, devil, and the loss of your father you will do.
He
He was a murderer from the beginning. And abode not in the truth.
And he does not stand in the truth.
Because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh
a lie,
he speaketh of his own.
He speaks from his own resource.
For he is a liar. And the father of
it. And the father of it all. He is a liar and the father of what? I tell my people, especially my leaders, that is the one that has to go to them. Not because the sin is small, because it is coming from a source called who? It's simple. It's not because whether it's a big lie or small lie, it is the source that is the problem. Remember the word source and what? The Bible says the devil lies from his own resource. Therefore, he is extending it to you. Oh, man, libre, no satana, macadiana. I have a friend. The only true thing that comes out of his mouth is his name. The only truth we tell you, if he greets you good morning, look at the time it's afternoon. Look at the time it's what? It's afternoon. The only thing that comes out of his mouth that is correct, that is true, is what? Is his name. He said, the devil gave fatherhood over them because they were lying. They were trying to hide the truth. They were trying to hide what? The truth. That is the problem politicians we have. Not because they went to Baba. No, they are liars. I don't support if they tell you stability of politicians, I'm going to do it. I told them. They take stability of politicians. You can watch. Biden is signing everything wrong. You buy it? He's signing everything wrong. Everything that you consider morally wrong, he's signing it. Presently, he has created Nigeria. If you don't accept gay rights, you won't get this. Now, our leaders will be under stress, under pressure to do what? Accept it because they know their country is not good. So they have to go for medical checkup and the rest. So they will be like confirmed if the church does not pray. Are you guys with me? So the problem with lies is not whether it is small or big, it is the source where it's coming from. He is the father of all lies. He is the father of what? All lies. Are you guys with me? Hallelujah. So therefore, if you lie, you know where it's coming from. Instead, remember Ananias and Sapphira. They were talking to Paul, right? They were talking to Peter. They thought he was just coming to a neighbor. What was the judgment I gave on them? It was called capital judgment I gave on them. True or false? In the case of Gehazi, it was the same thing. Now, one thing you have to understand is that Gehazi has been doing that thing before. He has been doing it. That's why he didn't know that the spirit of the prophet followed him. He had done the way he did before. But that thing, the spirit of the prophet will follow him. And I said, you lied. Are you guys with me? So how do we become sons and the children of God? The Bible says in the book of Job, chapter 10, verse 25. He said, if he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and your scriptures cannot be broken. Jesus was talking, that same place that he called himself the Son of God, that they were talking that they wanted to stone him. It's not written in your laws that you call them gods, whom the word of God came unto. He called them gods. How did you become born again? How did you become saved? You heard the word of God that was preached unto you and you accepted it. Therefore, you were accepted into the kingdom of God and his Father. Are you here? Scripture says, there are those that are led by the Spirit. It is them that are called the word sons of God. Therefore, it is the Spirit that bears witness with your spirit. It is your spirit that tells you. You knew before you gave your life to Christ, you knew how your life was ended. But now you can stand fully and say, you are the son or child of God. But there is a spirit that ministers to your spirit to tell you that actually, yes, I am of God. I am of God, the spirit in you that bears witness in you to tell you that you are the son of God. After what Christ did for us on the cross of Calvary, we are enjoying, we've been given access. It's the presence of God because of that. See, it is the spirit that bears witness with you in your spirit, making you know that you are the son of God. Why we are taking our time to teach this thing? It's called power money. Power money has been designed in such a way that the challenges we are facing as individuals, we come to God with them as well as a father. The number one responsibility of a father is provision. The number one responsibility of a father is provision. I was praying on the
During that 5 hours stretch on Friday, I told him, one thing the devil makes sure he does to his kids that people are sorry, the first thing he gives up is money. The first thing, if you pay allegiance to the devil, the first thing he gives you is money. So that you attract more people. So of what use is our Christianity if God, that is called our Father, cannot come pray for us in times of trouble? Of what use is it? Of what use is my tongues when I have a problem I can solve? Of what use is my giving, my tithes, when I have a problem I'm running out of scripture to Baba? No. We have a God. We have peace with this God. Number one responsibility is provision. The reason why we fear, the reason why we worry, the reason why there's a lot of anxiety, youth are having BP, thinking, where will we go, Mama? Where will this world come? It's because we don't recognize our source yet. Scripture says the source of sustainer. Then no man has anything except if we give it to him from above, including the devil. The power he has was given him. The power he has was giving him. So what makes you feel your situation, your telling is so difficult that God can control for you? Matthew 7:17. He says you should do what? Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and ye shall be what? Knock and ye shall what? Read for me.
For everyone that seeketh receiveth.
For everyone that seeketh receiveth.
And he that seeketh findeth.
And he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened. The first thing you were guaranteed of what? Answer prayers. You were guaranteed of that thing you came to God for. It's guaranteed that you will give him. Why? Read.
Or what is dear or dear to whom, if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then being evil,
know how to give good gifts
unto your children,
how much more your Father,
which is in heaven,
which is where?
In heaven.
That one that is in heaven.
Your father knows
you need this thing. He knows. You do what? You need this thing, but you do what? Ask. You've been giving guarantee that he has made up his mind that whatsoever you ask, so long as it's called provision, he's going to provide. So long as it's called provision, he's going to what? He's going to what? Isaac looked at his father and asked his father. The firewood is here. Everything is here. Where is the lamb for the sacrifice? Abraham answered, the Lord. Say, the Lord will provide. Say, the Lord will provide. He is our Father. He is our Father. You cannot outgrow his provision for you as his son. It's not possible. The reason why we believe the distribution God has given us someone, we know, Pastor Bello will tell you, he has to believe God for divine resources. Why? Because the thing they do, this is where the Lord might have sponsored the church. You will go back home. So therefore, we have to believe the person that has called us, that has given us the vision. My brother, to reach people and impact life costs money. It costs money. These people are doing it out of a joint heart. There is nobody paying us at now. Up until now, Pastor Bishop Bailey goes on a salary. He lives by faith with every several others. Now you might say people are giving to him now, but he started when people are not started giving to him. He started when people are not started giving to him. He built his faith to this level that somebody can take 18 million. Man of God, take up one rest. He started when there was nothing. And he would tell me anything God cannot do should not be what? What has made him so believe and trust the provision of God? He has worked with him by time. It is simple. You might think you're a student. You have an uncle that is putting your pills. You have a father that is putting your pills. My brother, if he doesn't die, you will approach his provision. If he doesn't die, you will avoid one. Apostle Samuel will tell you, most of you think you have faith. Now, don't worry, that is first. Let the money stop coming. Whether you pray or not, you send the money. You have somebody's responsibility. Two of us. You have somebody's responsibility. And yes, so if you don't grow out of your father, your heavenly father's responsibility, into your heavenly father's responsibility, you'll be frustrated, you'll be struggling. That's why somebody can tell you, I am a thief because my father was not here. But you had another one. You had another one. Jesus had two. You have two. You have your heavenly father. Accord him his respect. Accord him his respect. Do the things he has to do. But know that you have another one. The Bible says there is a friend that's closer than my brother. He's called God. He's called God. Jesus told us so, Jesus took us so serious. God has taken us so serious that when Jesus came and he was leaving, he said, I will not leave you as orphans. He said, I will not leave you orphans. I will send you another comforter. No, it was in the organogram of God not to leave you as an orphan. So why are you living as one? Why are you living as one? I've said this before, I've said it. There's a level of wealth that you need a spirit to take you into. Either I want the Holy Spirit or I need the Spirit. There's a way your hard work can take you. There are people that have seen more than two faces. There are people that have seen more than we see. They are not close to them. Go and ask them the one they do that they don't show us on TV. Go and ask. Go and ask. The one that I had that humbled me was his parents. Pastor Mother Day. Pastor Kevin's wife was traveling from the fire to Nigeria. And they were all in first class together. So his father, somebody was in front of him. The person read Bible from the beginning of the flight to the end of the flight. So he was wondering, who is this? In our first class, it's not encouraging that you are believing God for his first class. Pastor Kevin will tell you, have 10 million of us, we know whether you love God or not. Have what? We know whether you love God. Or what? Or not. Go to the realm where you can control to the spirit and the others at the same time. They are in the different rooms. You go to the, it's at that level. We know whether you do what? Love God or not. It's at that level. We know whether you love God or not. So he was wondering, who is this? When he got up, this is the one that was reading the Bible from the beginning of the flight to the end of the flight. That was not my first time. Why? If you are not comfortable, if you are not used to reading the Bible, it's boring. It's boring. If you are not used to reading, it's boring. There is a part, there is a part they do. You don't see. They don't show it to you on the screen. They don't show it to you on the screen. Therefore, you think it's by thinking, a guy just came and said, don't say anything. You were just saying, don't. He doesn't want grind. It's just one word. Wake up. There is a source to everything. There is a source to everything. So long as the earth is concerned, life is spiritual. Life is spiritual. Wake up to the fatherhood of God. The reason why we're taking our time to teach you now, I say you will outgrow the provision of your heavenly father. You will outgrow his protection. You will outgrow his word, his protection. There are days you will need him, he will not be there. But there is one that is the same. He is your ever present help in times of need. Your physical dad is limited. You are in want, he is in your state. At best, you call with your phone. At best, that's what you do. You call with your phone. How much more you that you lost your dad like him? How much more you that you didn't grow up with him? Why? Because the devil is fighting families. Why? The father figure is very, very important. Go and check a man, a guy that grew up with his mother. He behaves differently from the guy that grew up with his father. He is expecting his girlfriend or his wife to put his bills. Why? He grew up seeing the mother put his bills. So it will take an extra discipline and work for him to know that he is a man. He is the one that does the provision, not the woman. Are you guys with me? Same with a lady that grew up with her mother providing for her. She grows up with the mentality that she's a provider. So therefore, even when she gets married, she still doesn't submit to that. You have now have a man that should take care of you. That should, this person and person, yes, work, but there is somebody that has been sent to take that responsibility. She doesn't understand it to take extra work. Therefore, there will always be strife. As soon as the girl, the lady is competing with the guy. No, he's not competing. That was her program. Until you deliberately deprogram her. Else you find the same thing. They are preaching independence everywhere. You have to be independently. You have to be this. It's good. But you were designed to be interdependent, not independent. My mother will tell you, God did not create a world that you will not be needed in it. No, he didn't. He didn't. As manly as Bill Gates is, when he started manufacturing Microsoft, he did it in such a way that you can upgrade. The previous versions do update. Therefore, you go and go and upgrade. So, last, you still need a guy. You will buy the latest version of it. True or false? I use Photoshop because I'm a photographer. They expire. Presently, I've been looking for the 2021 version of Photoshop. It's not compatible with my system. I have to look for a way. Why? To make my product look good. The guy that designed Photoshop, I will need him. So how much more God? How do you think he designed a system that you don't need him in it? Is this Stephen Hawking or what is his name? Stephen Hawking. Yes, sir. No God, no this, no that. Only Stephen Hawking. Why? Because he got to a level that was beyond him. He got to a dimension that was beyond him. That he needed an extra force. That he needed an extra force to survive. Life is spiritual. Life is what? Spiritual. On Wednesday, the policeman came to the flat next to me. I came out with brief. My boss was in Hong Kong. But when this happened, we were at Enderscape. From the beginning of that day, I came back home by 10 p.m. We spent over 200 to let the case go. Why? One lady that didn't like that he got married to her sister started and instigated one thing. One lady want to wreck a 4 months old marriage. Are you high? One lady. I was like, God, where is this coming from? I had this real was hard. My affliction will not arrest the second time. I just start to work. Don't worry. Even if God found gets me, nothing will happen. So that I will spend money. When we come back home, the lady was still giving his money. I said, but give me the papers. My money, the case will die down. It has to die down. You have to be called. Not everybody somebody really likes you. You might be young and innocent. There is something called the rest of the spirit called bait. They use you as a trap to catch somebody. And that trap might be, it might require killing you. You don't understand some things. If I require what? So how protected are you? Bible says he has given us challenges, he has given his angels charge over us. You have the protection of God. You have the provision of God. I don't know what you came here with, but we read in Matthew 7:7. He said, ask. The only big difference between you and me as a pastor, I know that whenever my knees hit the ground, solution must come. That's the difference. That's just the difference. I know that when I pray, he hears me. He hears me. The only difference might be, it might not, the answer might not come at the time I wanted it to come, but it will definitely come. Are you guessing me? I took our time to explain the Father of God. Jesus taught us, then the disciples met him. How should you pray? He said, pray in this manner. Our Father. He said, our Father. When Jesus resurrected from the dead, Mary Magdalene, one of the ladies wanted to touch him. He said, don't touch me. I've not gone back to my Father yet. Tell my brethren, I am going to my Father. And your Father, he personified it. He is now your Father. He is now your what? Your Father. All you need to do is accept his fatherhood and enjoy it. And enjoy it. Whenever you go to a house where they bring somebody from the village, you will know the difference between the children and someone that was brought. The children know they have access. They enter that this room without knocking. But the one that they brought know that you cannot just enter. The difference is that one still knows that he or she is a stranger. But the son knows he's a son. Do you know you're a son? Who do you want to make things go in wild? So long as the system is concerned, even children, a 1-day-old baby is sick, can fall sick. What is the thing you're trying to solve? What is the thing you're trying to handle? God seek a little through the posterior. But if there's any teacher, God desires your prosperity. No, he desires it. There is no glory in poverty at all. Let nobody deceive you. We are sweating. If there was AC here, you would listen to me better. Thank you. There's no glory in poverty. Are you guys with me? I paid for a house. For 3 months, there was no light. I was always in town. We started this year's workshops. I come back and said, did you think that how that they take living in darkness? I spent 10,000 naira to fix that. Why? There was money. It's not prayer. We fixed it for the whole house. And they let the neighbors and the tenants decide when to give me my money. But for now, whenever there's light, let me do it. Enjoy light. That one was not good. Can you freak of all sinita? God desires your prosperity. Therefore, He has made it His magic. He has made it His authority to make you prosper. You need Him. You need a father figure in your life as a lady, as a man. You need Him. And as a lady, if you are dating somebody that there is nobody, you can correct Him. Not for your life. He is omniscient. He knows everything. Nobody can correct Him. Yeah, okay. In love is right. The reality is what? Open your eyes. Are you guys with me? You need the fatherhood of God over you. What is that thing you've come with? Today's compound. What is that thing you've come with? Matthew 7:7. It says, ask and you shall receive. That is guaranteed. What is that thing? You didn't come here so that I will pray for you to get solution. No, you came here to pray so that God will provide for you. Jesus told His disciples, on that day, you will not pray to me. You will not ask me anything. You will pray to your Father. But you will do it in my name and I will what? Do it. But He has given you direct access to God. Direct access to God. So long as this priesthood of this age is concerned, we are no longer mediators between men and God. There is one mediator between man and God. It's called the Lord Jesus Christ. We have direct access. All we need to do is teach you to come to the maturity of the word of the saints. That's my job. That's what we're taking our time to teach. Not to mediate between you and God. No. You have the same access. I have the same access. The difference between you and me is knowledge. You are going directly to God, not me. You didn't come for me to pray for the question to walk, but you have to say, we are all anointed. Can you fake emotion? You are anointed. What is that thing you came with? Is there a breakthrough? Are you looking for a job? Is your chipping not smiling? Are you suffering from an extra year? God can do all. He can do all. I've told you, there is one thing God cannot do. He cannot lie. Scriptures cannot be broken. If Jesus told you to pray to God, he will do it. If Jesus told you to pray to God, he will do it. It's not too good. Get personal with God. It's got power only. The power of God is available. God takes down sufficient enough to do the things you want to do. Just ensure you pray. Get personal with God. I don't know which